بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start the year of 2015 by learning about the belief in Allah's decree and answering the common questions related to this important topic. So the first question is related to the importance of the belief in Allah's decree. Actually, sisters, believe in Allah's decree, that is to say, believe in Al-Qadr. Okay, let us first use the word Allah's decree is the real test of the extent of the person's belief in Allah. If you all the time believe that I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you must be a believer in Allah's decree. And this is the test for the belief. Okay? Why it is a test? Because it is the test of how much a person really knows about Allah and what results from this knowledge of certain and sincere faith in Allah, His names and His attributes of majesty and perfection. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning is that all praise to Allah, inshallah, all the Muslims are believers in the oneness of Allah. If you believe in the oneness of Allah, you must know the names and attributes of Allah, so that you know that Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the controller of everything, Allah is the creator of everything, and everything belongs to Allah, and it is the will of Allah which controls the whole life. If you believe that it is the will of Allah that controls the whole life, so this means that I believe that it is the will of Allah that controls my life. If I believe that the will of Allah is the will which controls my life, so I must accept the decree of Allah. I must accept all the events of my life, because all the events of my life are controlled and planned by Allah, the Almighty. Okay? So, the problem regarding the belief in Allah's decree is that most of us believe that we are true believers. But when calamities and hardships came to our life or come to our life, we start to become panic and we start to question Allah. Oh Allah, why? Why I have this problem? Why the problem is not solved? Why my goals are not, why I can't have my goals a reality in my life? This kind of question, okay? When we question Allah, this is a big sin, okay? And this means that we don't know who is Allah. If you know who is Allah by His names and attributes, you will be, it will be clear in your spirit the majesty and the perfection of Allah in everything. So I can't question Allah. As a believer in Allah, I must believe that everything that is happening in my life, which I like and I don't like, are out of Allah's knowledge and Allah's wisdom. And they are good for me. Maybe I evaluate the events that they are bad for me because I don't have knowledge and I don't have wisdom. But the one who has the knowledge and the wisdom is the one who plans these events for me, and they must be good for me, so I am accepting my decree. I am accepting the events of my life. I am accepting whatever is coming from Allah. If I am accepting, I am a believer in Allah's decree. If I am not accepting or I am questioning, this means that I have a problem with the belief in Allah, and I must again recheck my belief in the oneness of Allah. So we must believe also, sisters, that the belief in Allah's decree is one of the mysteries of Allah in His creation. It is like a secret. Okay, Allah, out of His mercy, He gave us some knowledge in relation to that topic. But that topic is a mystery. We are not supposed to question, oh Allah, why you are doing this? Oh Allah, why it is rainy today? Oh Allah, why it is snowing? There is snow in this place? Oh Allah, why I don't have kids? And I must know the answer. We are not supposed to have these questions in our mind basically. Basically, we are not supposed to have it. Why? Because I am a believer in the oneness of Allah. I am a believer that everything which is happening in this life is according to His knowledge and according to His wisdom. Okay, I am just a slave of Allah. And a slave is not supposed to question the Lord. Okay, I just have to be thankful to Allah the Almighty all the time, or patient with Allah's decree all the time. Either thankful or patient. That's it. Okay? So, the first question, or the second question, is how does Islam view destiny and fate? Okay? Belief in destiny and fate is one of the basic beliefs in Islam, sister. These are the basics of the belief. Okay? And this knowledge is very important for every one of us. We are not supposed to search for the very minor details of Islam while we don't know the basic knowledge of Islam. Okay? So belief in destiny and fate is one of the basic beliefs in Islam. It means that Allah is the knower of all things and the creator of all things. Nothing exists outside of His will and decree. He wrote down all things with Him in the preserved tablet. And this was 50,000 years before He created the universe. All of this I will give it to you in verses of the Holy Quran and in the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the proofs. But just I am giving you the introduction of the topic, that you must believe that Allah the Almighty, He wrote down all things which will happen on this world, on the earth, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. So it is over. So you are not supposed to question anything. It is already written, 50,000 years. And if you try to reflect on 50,000 years, it is impossible. Okay? Because you can reflect on 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. But what is 50,000 years? Okay? Too difficult for your mind to imagine 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. All what will happen in my life is already written. Okay? Everything in the universe, every creature, and all the things Allah does is the creation of Allah. Whatever He wills, happens. And whatever He doesn't will, doesn't happen. If something happened to a person, it could not have missed him. This is the basics of the belief in Allah's decree, and we will learn in the coming classes about the benefit of this belief. This is the only source for happiness in this worldly life, is to believe in Allah's decree. Whatever happened to you in the past, there was no way at all that you will not live what happened for you in the past. Okay, you cannot say, if I studied well, I would be in another college. If Allah planned for me to meet another person, I will marry. This is out of, you know, of your mind, must be out of your mind. Why? Because I am a believer in Allah's decree. Okay, and I believe that if something happened to me, it could not have missed me. And if something doesn't happen to me, it could not have happened to me. I can't say that, you know, if we came to America 10 years before the year we came, we will be in a totally different. Why? What mistake I did? Well, this is my husband's problem. This is my decision. No, this is wrong. This is not accepted. Okay, you must believe that what happened was, there was no chance that it may not happen. And when you feel and when you believe in this fact, you will be accepting everything. You will not look back and say, oh, my life, there was a chance that I will live a totally different life. Wrong. Not accepted. Alhamdulillah. You will be all the time saying, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, I am accepting. Because this is the only choice. Whatever you are happening in, this is the only choice for you. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A person also is not forced to obey or disobey Allah. This is now we are now moving to the free will of mankind. Okay, you have a free will. You are free. If you want to obey, you can obey. If you don't want to obey, you can disobey Allah. You have a free will, okay, but your will is subject to the will of Allah. Okay, I will, inshallah, explain to you all of these facts in full details, and I will give you, inshallah, a lot of questions and answers, so that, inshallah, when you will learn about the belief in Allah's decree, you will be all the time having the feeling of acceptance, then the feeling of trust in Allah the Almighty. You will trust Allah in everything. You will accept everything coming from Allah. When you try to think of the future, you will say to yourself, the future is in the hands of Allah. Allah knows the best. Allah plans the best. I am having the full trust in Allah. I will never think about the future. Because whatever Allah decreed for me in the future will happen. So why I will think of the future now? I must focus on the present. On the present time. If I focus on the present time and I obey Allah and I do my responsibility and I do my all my duties, inshallah my future will be the best future. I will make the best future when I focus on the present time. Let us now start by learning the definition of Al-Qada wal-Qadr. Actually, Allah's decree in English, sister, is Allah's decree in English. This is in English, Allah's decree. But in Arabic, when we will recite the Holy Quran or learn about Prophet Muhammad, it is Al-Qada al-Qadr. This is Al-Qadr and Al-Qada. So we must know these two words, okay, Al-Qada wal-Qadr, because this is what is in the Arabic Quran. What is the meaning of Al-Qadr? Okay, Al-Qadr means, first, what is the meaning of Al-Qada? Al-Qada is Allah's will. Okay, this definition you must know it, because we will recite now from the Holy Quran. Regarding Al-Qadr, Al-Qadr means Allah's decree of all things from eternity and His knowledge that they will come to pass at the times that are known to Him. Okay, if I want to have a baby this year, okay, and I am calling on Allah, the only one who knows exactly when I will have the baby. If it is decreed for me to have a baby, maybe it is not decreed for me, Allah knows. Okay, so you believe that Al-Qadr is Allah's decree of all things from eternity and His knowledge that they will come to pass at the times that are known to Him. I can't say, oh Allah, I need the baby this year. I need the baby this year. Please give me the baby this year. It will be too late. I am just supposed to call on Allah. Oh Allah, I am in great need of having a baby, inshallah, with your will. Oh Allah, I am calling on you, okay, to plan it for me. The time, you know, it is the best for me. Because I don't know what is the best time. I am under the impression that now is the best time. But only Allah knows what is the best time. Maybe I need the baby now and my husband doesn't want a baby. Maybe. But he is just saying to me, you need a baby, call on Allah. But in his inner spirit, he is not ready for a baby now. Allah knows everything. So maybe Allah will delay for me having a baby. Because Allah knows that my husband is not happy now with the baby. And if we have a baby, it will be a disaster for me in my life. So out of His knowledge and wisdom and mercy, okay, Allah plans for me, for example, to delay having the baby. But I don't know. And I am upset. Oh Allah, I called day and night for the baby. But when I believe in Allah's decree from the depths of my heart, I will just call. If it happens to have the baby, all praise to Allah. If it doesn't happen and it is delayed, the doctor will tell me you need some treatment and it will take some time, so be patient. Okay, I will not cry and I will not question and I will not say why I am the one not to have the baby. I will say all praise to Allah. I am a believer in Allah's decree. I am sure that Allah knows that this is not the best time. I will try to control my feelings and I will try to be patient and I am waiting for Allah's mercy inshallah soon. That's it. Then I will turn the page. Okay, I will not keep on doing as most of the people do. Why I call on Allah for a long time and He didn't give me, and when He will give me, and how I can trust that He will give me, then I keep on crying and fighting and and I am the great loser. Because number one, I send to Allah a message that, oh Allah, I am not a believer in your decree. Because if you were a believer in His decree, you accept His decree. Okay, you accept the decree. This is the proof of the belief in the decree of Allah, and this is the proof of the belief in Allah. If I believe in Allah, okay, Allah the Almighty, Allah is everything. Allah is everything and all the things. If I believe in Him and I am just handful of dust, I am equal to nothing, okay? I must accept everything from Allah very simply. From Allah, okay. From Allah I accept. This is the way to happiness. Okay, and this is the only way to happiness, is acceptance. I am accepting everything. Alhamdulillah. You cannot say all praise to Allah from the depth of your heart except when you accept Allah's decree from the depth of your heart, between you and yourself, not in front of the people. Because in front of the people, someone can come and tell me, oh Mona, you don't have kids up till now, too late, we are very upset for you, as most of the very nice people in the worldly life do. So you tell her, no, my dearest sister, no, don't be upset for me. I am a believer in Allah's decree, and I am sure that Allah is planning for me the best, alhamdulillah. Okay, we always do like this in front of the people. But when I am alone, I will start to cry. Oh Allah, I was very shy today. I was very upset. I have to show them that I am accepting. But in reality, I am not accepting. And this kind of feelings, which most of the people are having with Allah. Okay, and this makes the distance more far with Allah. Because this is the proof that we are not believers in Allah's decree. So actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, again, Al-Qadr means Allah's decree of all things from eternity and His knowledge that they will come to pass at the time that are known to Him in the specific manner that He has decreed and willed. They will happen the way that they are meant to and the way they are created. You cannot interfere. Okay, there is no difference between Al-Qada and Al-Qadr. When we will recite now from the Holy Quran, they are the same meaning which I just mentioned now. So now, what is the status of the belief in Allah's decree? Actually, if we will have the classes, it is better to say the word Al-Qadr. Okay, because this is the Arabic word which is used in the Quran. I can use for you Allah's decree. What is more easy for you? For me, there is no... Allah's decree is more clear for you?
I'm good with both.
You know about Al-Qadr? Did you read it before in the Holy Quran? Okay. So the belief in Al-Qadr is one of the six pillars of faith in Islam. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel, peace be upon him, asked him about faith, Iman, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messenger, the last day, and to believe in the divine will, the decree, Al-Qadr, both good and bad. Okay? Now we will recite from the Holy Quran to learn about the belief in Al-Qadr from Surah number 45, verse number 49. We will recite from Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, verse number 38.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
There is not to be upon the Prophet any discomfort concerning that which Allah has imposed on him. This is the established way of Allah with those Prophets who have passed on before, and ever is the command of Allah a destiny decreed.
Okay, so actually, sisters, Allah mentioned at the end of this verse, and ever is the command of Allah a destiny decreed. Okay, this is Allah's decree. Okay, this means that whatever Allah planned for, or whatever Allah commands, okay, it is a destiny decreed. Done deal. Okay? Just to use the words which we are familiar with, whatever Allah commanded, it is a done deal. You cannot interfere. You will marry that person, you will marry that person. But I don't like, but I will escape it, but I will refuse, but I will not agree, but I will... You will marry. Done. Okay? You must believe in this. Okay, and we will learn and we'll have a lot of question and answer inshallah regarding all these questions in our worldly life. But again, sister, this is and ever is the command of Allah, a destiny decreed. Now, what are the aspects of the belief in Allah's decree? There are four aspects. If you believe in these four aspects, inshallah, you are a believer in Allah's decree or al-qadr of Allah. Okay, number one. The belief that Allah knows everything from eternity to eternity. Allah knows everything, the knowledge of Allah. Okay? So, the first aspect regarding the belief, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in Allah's decree is the knowledge. The knowledge of Allah covers all things and not a single atom in the heaven or the earth falls outside Allah's knowledge. Allah knows all of His creation, all about His creation before He created them. He knew what they would do by means of His eternal knowledge. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we'll have some verses of the Quran which will clarify to us the knowledge of Allah about everything. So number one regarding the belief is that you must believe that Allah knows everything about everything. Okay, because Allah is the creator of everything, we will know this. We will recite now from Surah number 59, verse number 22. Surah number 59, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 22.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم.
He is Allah other than whom there is no deity, knower of the unseen and the witnessed. He is the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
So actually, sisters, here Allah is clarifying that He is Allah other than whom there is no deity, the knower of the unseen and the witnessed. Okay? What is the unseen? This is the unseen which none knows except Allah the Almighty and also about the witnessed. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that now we are staying in this room, okay, and we feel that the weather in Houston here, this is the center of Houston. For example, the weather is good, alhamdulillah, the sun is there, everything is all right. Can you imagine that, for example, in the west of Houston, you can't imagine and you don't have the knowledge that it is rainy very severely in the west of Houston. Can you imagine this? No, because it looks that the weather is excellent today. Who knows about this? Only Allah. Who knows that, for example, after 5 minutes, there will be a hurricane around the masjid? Who knows? None. Can you expect it? Never. The weather is excellent. And if you are also following the weather channel, okay, it is excellent today. So this is to clarify to you how we don't know anything about the unseen. Even if my mother or my sister is living in Egypt now, I don't know anything about her. If she is not calling me or she didn't, you know, contact me very soon, I don't know anything about her. So we just, our knowledge is very limited. This is very important. This is for the outside. What about the inner? What is the meaning of the inner spirits? Now, for example, I am sitting with Ghada and Ghada is putting a big smile on her face. For example, so I say, MashaAllah, Ghada is very happy today. This is my knowledge. So I will start to discuss with her a big problem and I will ask her to help me. Because my knowledge is that Ghada is in her best mood today. This is my knowledge because she has an outside smile. Only Allah knows that Ghada is highly distressed today. And this is not the proper time at all to ask her for anything. So if I started to pressurize Ghada with, you know what I am looking for, maybe she will turn the table. Maybe. Okay? And later she will tell me, Mona, you choose the wrong time to discuss with me. I will tell her, why Ghada? From my knowledge, you were having a very big smile. She will tell me, Mona, this is your limited knowledge. Only Allah knows how I was distressed and sad on that day. So I want you all the time to realize how our knowledge is very limited. Even my closest sister, okay, I can't evaluate her feelings, okay, because we always put a mask outside, okay, and only Allah, none but Allah knows the reality of our feelings. So when you believe that I don't know about the feelings of any human being, the real feelings, and I don't know about what is going on the earth in other places, and I don't know what will happen after 1 second all over the earth. So I must admit that I don't have any knowledge in reality. So I am not supposed to judge the events of Allah because I don't have the knowledge. The only one who has all this knowledge for every human being is Allah the Almighty. This is how you worship Allah, believing that His knowledge is beyond our imagination. When you believe that His knowledge is beyond your imagination, you will accept His decree. Because He knows everything. He knows what will happen. He knows the reaction of the people, which we never imagine. Sometimes you feel that, for example, Al-Ghada, for example, feels that I am a very honest person, for example. And she gave me some money. I borrowed from her some money. She was sure that I will return the money on time. But when Ghada came and told me, Sister Mona gave me the money, I replied, I didn't get from you any money, Ghada. She was telling me, what? I knew you for 6 years, and I never imagined that I can't, in reality, know whom you are. This is your reality? I tell her, yes, this is my reality. So this is how you must imagine the knowledge of Allah. Who is the one who knows my reality? Let us listen to recite again from Surah number 65, verse number 12, to learn more about the greatness of the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. Surah number 65, Surah At-Talaq, okay, the divorce, verse number 12. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق 7 سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما صدق الله.
It is Allah who has created 7 heavens and of the earth the like of them. His command descends among them so you may know that Allah is over all things competent and that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge.
So actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. In Arabic, it is more clear the word encompassed. It is that Allah, He knows everything with all the details. There is nothing which is outside the knowledge of Allah. The very minor details, okay? Allah knows about everything, okay? And this knowledge is based on the fact that Allah is the creator of everything. So whoever creates is the one who knows everything. Allah creates me, for example, in a way that maybe sometimes I am very nervous, okay, and in very special circumstances. At a time, I feel that I don't know this about myself, you know. Allah knows about me more than that I know about myself, because Allah is the one who has all the knowledge. We will recite again now from Surah number 6, verse number 59. Actually, in these classes, I tried to mention many of the verses of the Quran, because the only source for guidance and knowledge is the Holy Quran. So the more you learn from the Quran, the more you will be attached to the Holy Quran, to Allah the Almighty, and the more you will have the correct knowledge, because this is the correct knowledge. Surah number 6, verse number 59. All these verses of the Quran are related to the knowledge of Allah. You find it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين صدق.
And with him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except him. And he knows what is on the land and on the sea. Not a leaf falls but that he knows it. And no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry thing but that it is written in a clear record.
So actually, sisters, we need all of us to reflect on this verse of the Holy Quran, because it is clarifying the depth of the knowledge of Allah the Almighty, which is again beyond our imagination. Okay, Allah is clarifying that the keys of the unseen are with Him only. And He is giving an example. Okay, Allah knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but that He knows it. I want you to reflect on this fact. Okay, at the time of autumn, when all the leaves of the trees are falling down, can you count the number of the leaves in your backyard? You can't. Or for one tree? You can't. Allah is counting every leaf which is falling all over the earth, from the creation of the this world until the day of judgment. Can you imagine this? No, you cannot imagine it. Okay, try to imagine 10 trees, 100 trees, 1,000 trees. There are millions of trees all over the earth. There are a lot of forests all over the earth full of trees. Okay, Allah knows every leaf when it falls. Okay, this is the knowledge of Allah. You must try, sisters, to imagine the knowledge of Allah. Because when you imagine the knowledge of Allah, okay, you will realize that you don't have any knowledge. So, you are not supposed to be upset regarding something which you don't know about it. Okay, I am looking to travel to that place. I am looking to live in that area. I am looking to own that thing. But your knowledge is wrong. Your evaluation, if Allah gives it to you, okay, this means that it was good for you. If Allah doesn't make it for you, okay, what you were looking for, be sure that it is out of your limited knowledge. And it is out of the unlimited knowledge of Allah the Almighty. This is the way to accept our life events. Okay, I don't know. And someone will tell me, are you upset? I tell her, no. You tell me why? I tell her, I don't know. I realized how great is the knowledge of Allah. And Allah is the most merciful. Allah doesn't create us to punish us. Okay? You want to live, for example, in America? No, I will not allow you. No, this is not Allah. Allah is the most merciful. But Allah has the knowledge and the wisdom. Okay? And your knowledge is extremely limited. And His knowledge is unlimited. Okay, all the time remind yourself with this fact, so that it will be easy for you to accept Allah's decree. Okay, Allah also is clarifying that no grain is there within the darkness. Grain in the darkness. Okay, of the earth. And no moist or dry thing, but it is written in a clear record. We will move now, after we learn about the knowledge of Allah, to the writing. Okay? The second aspect of the belief in Allah's decree is to believe that Allah wrote everything in the book of the decree 50,000 years before the creation. Okay? So the first aspect is Allah's knowledge. The second aspect is Allah's writing. You must believe that Allah wrote everything in the book of decree 50,000 years before the creation. The verse of the Quran which we just read now, okay, Allah is mentioning that, and it is written in a clear record. Everything is written, okay? And also, sisters, when you believe that everything is written, okay, you will think it over. Okay, so if I try to cheat and nobody can observe me, or to lie, or whatever a sin to do, I must be sure that Allah has the knowledge, and Allah wrote it. Well, it will be written, so I can't escape it. I can't deny it. So I will not do the sin. I can't do the sin. When you believe that, Allah knows and Allah writes everything. So on the day of judgment, okay, I will have all my sins in front of Allah. I can't say no because they are recorded. And on the day of judgment, it was mentioned that it will be the seen will come. If Allah, for example, the Almighty will question me on that day, did you go to the Masjid to give the class? Yes, oh Allah, I went. Okay, then the seen will come. There was nothing on that day. You are a liar. So when I believe that everything is written, and I will be, it will be actually, Allah will make me to know that it was written, okay, I will try to think it twice or three times before doing anything which I feel shy to stand in front of Allah doing that thing, because it is written. This is very important for every one of us when you know that everything is written. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So number one is writing the belief that Allah has written the decrees concerning all His created beings in the preserved tablet. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 22, verse number 7. Okay? So be sure that everything is written and all your future was already written. Okay, it was already written by Allah the Almighty. So as a true believer in Allah's oneness, and if you are looking to have happiness in your life, from today, send the message to Allah, oh Allah, I am accepting all my future. Whatever will happen, oh Allah, I am accepting it. But oh Allah, I am calling on you to make it easy for me, not more than what can I tolerate, and also to help me with the patience. But oh Allah, I am already accepting. Okay? This is how you will get rid of the feeling of the worry regarding the future. Most of the human beings are having psychological problems, upset, sadness or depression. Why? Because of the worry of the future. But if I believe that it was already written 50,000 years before the creation of the earth and there is no way to change it, so I am accepting it. When you feel the acceptance in your spirit, the worry will escape. Gradually, you will have, you know, the conversation, inner conversation. Myself, what is the worst thing to happen to me? What is the worst thing to happen to me? Okay? I am accepting it. And inshallah, Allah will help me. Because I prove to Allah that I am a true believer in His decree. And I am a true believer in His oneness. And Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran that whoever fears me and obeys me, Allah will make for him an outlet from every disaster and problem. So all praise to Allah. Oh Allah, I am accepting. Make for me out of your mercy an outlet. An outlet. But I am accepting. Okay? If you live your life with this feeling, if someone will tell you tomorrow you have a very big exam and it is very difficult and most of the students, you tell her, sister, I'm a true believer in Allah's decree. Whatever will happen to me was already written 50,000 years before the creation. I'm accepting. I'm accepting the result, inshallah. And I am sure that so long Allah gives me these feelings of acceptance, so I am sure that inshallah it will be easy for me. It will be good for me. This is how you have the hope all the time. We will learn, inshallah, in these classes the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree. Number one, hope all the time. I have the hope, inshallah. Either I will pass or Allah will make it easy for me and will give me another chance. And maybe Allah will deviate my life to another direction and it will be better for me. I am accepting, I have the hope, I don't have worry, I am not sad, I am focused. Because you know, sister, the problem is that so long your spirit is occupied with worry, upset, sadness, and fear, you are blocked mentally. So you can listen to all what I am saying, but nothing is inside. Just you are occupied with your fear and worry. What will happen to me? Oh, she's saying good words, but I can't focus. I can't focus. I am worried. I am under pressure. No. When you believe in Allah's decree and you accept, I am accepting everything inshallah, and inshallah I am sure it will be the best for me. I have hope in Allah. I have trust in Allah. When you have these feelings, okay, in your daily life and everything, you will feel totally different. You will feel that you are very energetic, you have a lot of energy, you can do everything, inshallah everything will be alright. Your relation with everyone around you will be in the best shape, because you are full of hope, trust and acceptance. How I can have all of this? When I believe that everything was already written. So why am I worried? I'm not worried. I am just accepting, inshallah. And I have hope in Allah. Prophet Muhammad, let us first recite from Surah number 22, verse number 70, to know about the writing. Surah number 22, verse number 70. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 70, أيوة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض؟ إن ذلك في كتاب، إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Do you not know that Allah knows what is in the heaven and earth? Indeed, that is in a record. Indeed, that for Allah is easy.
You know, sisters, all praise to Allah. I want you, sisters, because mashallah, you are still young. I want you always, when you recite the Quran, to feel that these are messages of mercy from Allah. Okay? This is how you will love the Quran. Okay? And you will feel that the Quran is the cure for my spirit. Whenever I am upset, whenever I am sad, whenever I am not in a good mood, you tell to yourself, I need 10 minutes with the Holy Quran. Then, inshallah, I will be in the best shape. Why? Because I have the relation with the Holy Quran. You see what Allah is saying here? Allah is saying that He knows everything. Okay? Indeed, that is for Allah is easy. It is easy for Allah, the Almighty, to have everything that is happening on the earth from the time of the creation, beginning of creation, until the day of judgment in a record. How great is Allah the Almighty. All praise to Allah. And He is calling on me. And He created me Muslima. And Alhamdulillah, I have guidance. And Alhamdulillah, He sends me to the Masjid. And Alhamdulillah, I am learning about the acceptance, the trust, and the love. This means love of Allah. This means that Allah loves me. Allah, the Almighty, who has the record of everything, who knows everything, He loves me. He is guiding me. All praise to Allah. I am very thankful to Allah. I am in a good shape. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, everything will be alright. Inshallah, I am not worried about anything. Inshallah, Allah is with me. Because Allah is clarifying that for Allah, that is easy. This is the power of Allah. When you feel how powerful is Allah, so your problem is nothing. What you are looking for is nothing. Allah can do everything. But you must know that He has the knowledge and He has the wisdom. And according to the knowledge and the wisdom, He is planning your life, not up to your limited knowledge. We will hear now from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the first thing that Allah created is the pen. He said to it, Allah said to the pen, write. It said, what shall I write? This is a very famous hadith. The pen said, write what will take place until the day of judgment. Whatever is to strike a human being will never miss him. And whatever is to miss him will never strike him. This hadith, sisters, is the basic for acceptance, for trust in Allah, for happiness, for reassurance, okay, for all the good feelings. I didn't miss anything in my life. I will not miss anything in my life. I am not afraid of anything. I am not worried about anything. So long I am obeying Allah, the one who has all the knowledge and the one who has the will. Okay, now we will move to the third aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, is the belief in Allah's will. The belief in Allah's will is the belief that everything that happens in the universe happens by the will of Allah. Whatever Allah wills, happens. Whatever Allah doesn't will, doesn't happen. Nothing exists outside of Allah's will. And I will give you now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the proofs from the Holy Quran. And actually, sister, this fact is a very important in the belief in Allah's oneness. Okay? Everything in this life is up only to Allah's will. Only to Allah's will. You can have your own will, but your own will work according to Allah's will. You have a free will. Now we will learn about it. You have a free will, but it can't work except by Allah's will. And because of the belief in Allah's will, okay, in every problem, after trying all the means, what we are supposed to do? Call on Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. I tried the means as a human being, but the means will never work except by your will, by your command. So I am in great need of your command, according to your will, because you are the controller of everything, only the will of Allah. And this is the importance of supplication and dua in Islam. Because when you call on Allah, you are calling on Allah's will, which is the only factor moving this worldly life. This worldly life is moving by the will of Allah. We will recite now from Surah number 22, verse number 68. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 68. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 68. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون.
And your Lord decrees what He wills and chooses. Not for them was the choice. Exalted is Allah and high above what they associate with Him.
You see, sisters, this actually verse of the Holy Quran is also a very important Quranic rule, okay, which will help you to accept everything from Allah the Almighty. Allah is clarifying that He is the one who can choose. Only Allah can choose. Okay? Not for them was the choice. Okay? I don't have the choice. I must believe in this. Okay? Regarding the events of the life. Okay? I want to live in Egypt, but Allah planned for me to live in America. So, if I come to America, I must be thankful to Allah. Okay? In spite of the fact that, you know, I was under the impression that living in Egypt is better for me. But I must remind myself, Mona, I don't have the choice. Mona, you don't have the choice, you don't have the knowledge, so accept and try to enjoy the decree of Allah. Show to Allah that you accept it. Time you must give that we are not in this life to choose. We are living in this life to Allah the Almighty. Okay? This is the goal of our creation. Allah created us to worship Him. Allah doesn't create us to choose. Okay, I want that house, I want this car, I want that husband, I want this, I want that. This is not the goal of our creation. The goal of our creation is to worship Allah, inshallah, in the best way, so that inshallah, Allah the Almighty, will inshallah accept our deeds, and inshallah our final destination will be the paradise. This is, you know, why we are created. So when you are looking for something and it doesn't happen, no problem. Because I was not here to choose. I tried all the means. But Allah's will was different. All praise to Allah. He knows everything. I am accepting. I changed, you know, I moved the page. I will not keep on crying and questioning. Okay, we will recite now again from Surah number 14, verse number 27 to know about Allah's will.
Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. صدق الله العظيم.
Allah keeps firm those who believe with a firm word in the worldly life and in the hereafter. And Allah sends astray the wrongdoers. And Allah does what He wills.
You see, sister, this is what we must believe in and remember all the time. Allah does what He wills. Okay? I want to buy that house. If Allah wills, you will get it. By any means, you will get it. If Allah doesn't will, you will never get it. Even if you pay all the money, but when you will sign, it will not happen. Why? Because Allah doesn't will. It is up to Allah. So, are you obeying Allah? Are you in a good relation with Allah? Okay? Are you accepting Allah's decree? Do you believe that Allah has all the knowledge? And He knows that it is not good for you to have that house? So, are you accepting? You know, this is practically, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree. Now we will recite from Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 26, and we will stop here, and inshallah we will continue next week. Now, from Surah number 3, verse number 26. Bismillah ar-Rahim, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Say, O Allah, owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will and you take sovereignty away from whom you will. You honor whom you will and you humble whom you will. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are over all things competent.
So, you see, sister, how many times in this verse of the Quran the will of Allah was mentioned? You know, it was mentioned many, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Allah take from whom He will, away from whom He will. Allah honor whom He will. And you humble whom you will. In your hand is all the good. In the hands of Allah. Whatever good you are looking for, it is in the hands of Allah. So call on Him and obey Him. Inshallah, we will continue with the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is creation. Inshallah, next week. And let us make the dua. The dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fear in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.